Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey lads, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Dance What I Heard podcast.
That's What I Heard.
With me, Carly Mahoney, and himself,
Sean.
Oh lads, my stomach's not well from laughing.
Oh Woo. God lads, very hungry, very sweaty. We're actually recording this intro after a chat, so Carly can give us a little update on what you can expect to hear the two of us talking about. And it's basically, yeah, go on.
We covered an awful lot of topics in the first episode. Listen, lads, we're just finding our feet with this. Like, obviously, we've never done anything like this before. So bear with us. We will pick her up as we go along. But at the minute, we're just spitballing. So we covered a couple of topics, being Sean's first kiss with a girl and how it did not go to plan. We talk about dating apps. Good night. Sean's reality TV auditions and why you'd not bother your bollocks going near that man for a picture and an eye out. You're getting it. Listen, about 20 quid you're going to have ready for.
No, lads. Carly, fuck off. Will you now? Stop.
He loves a photo.
Starving.
Paparazzi. But anyway, join us for our chats and we hope you enjoy.
Come here now, tell me about your breast cancer. Remember you were raising so many signatures, you got to them, and then what happened after that? Did you know you went with someone, was it senator or something?
Was it a little bit, yeah, it was a little bit of an anticlimax, to be honest with you. There was so much hype around that, and you know, breast cancer awareness month. I'm like Michael Bublé on breast cancer awareness month. I get defrosted. I get pulled out of the locker for breast cancer awareness month. Everybody slaps the arse off me when it comes to breast cancer awareness month, and then she put back in our drawer by the end of it.
See you
nobody
next year.
Wants
Mariah Carey,
to
literally
know.
As well.
Right? So yeah, I'm defrosted around the October mark. And then it's all...
October, man. It already clicked with me, dude.
I am. So listen, and I tell you, right? So I'm pulled out of the back stick in October. People do... Do you know who I'm like? Yeah. Do you know the genie over
Just rubbing the hope you pop out.
Yeah, right. So here I am anyway. It's October. I'm doing me bits and pieces, grabbing a diddy here and there, letting them all know. And then the end of October comes and that, right, Carly, good night. And I'm put back to where I am.
Like one of them people for NASA. Hey, would you sleep for a year and we bring you back to life?
It's literally, yeah, that's what it's literally like. People pay me to shut my mouth for a year and then bring you back. So I went into a virtual meeting in the Senate about lowering the age for breast checks. And it was a farce, man. It was bad. Like, it was bad. And in a sense that it was like, oh, well, you nearly meet the criteria of getting the age lower, but not quite. And I was like, oh, right. So how many more of us has to be diagnosed or end up with stage four or end up chronically ill before you was even considering changing the number on your page? How does that go? So I have to say I did take a step back from for a long time because...
Yeah, just remember you've done so well. Like, it was like shooting up and then
Sean,
it just froze.
What do you want me to do, realistically? I can't change the world on my own. There's an awful lot of people that don't seem to be bothered. Yeah. And you know what they love? Oh, see the COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, the backlog and the COVID. Yeah. Oh, we can't do anything because the backlogs and we're all very busy. Yeah, lovely. And it was quite disheartening. And I'd love to say that I'm not bitter about it, but I am. I am petty LaBelle. I don't want to know anything, because I'm like, if I keep on fighting towards something and I keep on getting doors slammed in my face, I know you don't get anywhere if you give up.
Yeah.
But I just took a little step back for a little while because I just felt like, Jesus Christ, nobody's listening.
No one's listening.
I'm not giving up.
No.
I'm just taking the time.
Having a hiatus.
Taking the time to regroup and recuperate, if you will.
Yes.
If you will. And I know that the phenomenal Senta Lim Ruan, see that woman, I idolise her. There's not many women that I've came across personally in my lifetime. There's women that I admire, Jesus Christ, but women that I have been lucky enough to come in contact with that I really put on a pedestal, and that woman is one of them. The things she is doing for the country, her area, Tala, she lives in, she is just, everything is from the heart, and she just wants to help absolutely everybody she comes in contact with. And hopefully now going forward we can work together. There's obviously other fantastic people involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
And please God something can be done about it. But yeah, very hard to keep on shouting when you don't want to be hurt. So
yeah,
here, please.
No,
please.
What is it?
Can we please just talk about, so like we said, we started this together, we ended up doing the lives over.
Are you
going to
bring up tea?
Me and Sean is like Dora the Explorer.
No, we literally are.
I'm Boots.
She's Boots.
Right? I'm Boots. Well, I should really be Dora because of my school back, but we let Sean have her, right? So he went out into the big bad world when I was having a bit of a moment with myself. I know it wasn't my
moment. That was, I don't know what, the big brother when I was 18.
How'd that go?
No, it was awful. So basically, you go into this whole big, huge, like, university. And I was with Ryan Collins. Remember, he used to do How You Maureen or something like that.
He's
at the time.
A bit of crack.
Yeah,
him.
He is.
He moved
very
down
funny.
From the skits, him.
Yeah, he is. He was actually, at that time, he was...
Huge.
He was huge. And on days out and all, our nights out, everyone would be getting photos and I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
And he used to love it. And I was like, oh, maybe that's what it's like. Because we didn't actually even drink them back then.
Very different social media times
very
as well.
Very different media.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He was huge on Facebook, which was huge back then. But then he got... asked over and I was like, I'm going to audition clearly. He's like, yeah, do. And then we walked in and they're like, you to the left, you to the right. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's me done.
Oh, my nervous.
But
just
what I mean, like, as of today, if it was just me or if it was just you, I don't know how you'd feel, but I'd be like sick, like just looking at myself on the mic talking.
Oh,
like,
let
no.
me see you 1-2 step. I'd be straight over.
No, I was like, hey. And I was like, can I just go with him? And they're like, do you really want to do it? And they're like, we've good news for you. And they're like, you can get your photo taken. And they're like, you're going to go straight up to like the last round. I was like,
they
what?
Look at you in the face and go, you sexy in the corner. They you horrid over
oh
there.
Oh my God, actually, you're going to laugh because when I went to the circle, you know what I brought in that time through the little scanner. But this time, my ma was swinging out of my basketball net and my SpongeBob onesie.
Right.
And I had one as well, but she was like, bring that with you. That's what I brought over on my backpack, my SpongeBob onesie.
Oh,
now I'm here.
Nice.
She was like, I remember you from that onesie that you had on. And she's like, you to the left straight away. And she's like, you're like a 5-star contestant, so you just go
did
straight
up. Did you have
up.
That onesie on your body when you walked into
no,
that room?
I had
oh
it
my
me,
good
I
gay
it
God,
me,
you did, didn't
I had
you?
It in my red Vans bag on my back. I was like, Dora,
oh,
this time.
No.
But we went in and then I went straight up. So I went to like, I think round 3. And I was like, this obviously, I was like, I'm not getting it. I said, I'm not getting it. I said, I'm famous. Me too was in Finglas. One of them was in Finglas.
Oh, bless you. That's when you had
no,
snaggle.
No, I snaggle. Oh. Literally, I was like, Nanny McPhee. Oh, well. I was like, Nanny McPhee, we need you. That's what I was like. Went into the producers and there was like, I think there was 4 people with clipboards and whistles. And I was like, oh no. I was
a clipboard
like,
and a whistle?
I literally felt like I was like, I was in Cadet Kelly. I couldn't deal with it.
Right.
And then the 3 producers were sitting there like Simon Cowell and the rest of them. And I was like, no, I can't. Spotlights everywhere. And we were like just looking over the whole of London. It was like a corner office.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, we're on chair 1. I was like, great, grand. And then I was put on chair 10 the way the producers went. So everyone was getting up when I was looking at them all. And then everyone had these great stories. And they're like, go up and introduce yourself. I couldn't see straight. And I was like, no, I'm going to get sick. And they're like, the fella beside me is like, hey, he's like, you okay? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you're not even speaking.
Going?
He's like, I don't even think your eyes are. My eyes are rolling in the back of my head. I said, oh, I'm gone. He's like, someone get him water. That made it worse. I was up last, wasn't I? Stood up and I was like, hey, everyone. So at the age of 18, I clearly worked in Skechers. I was like, tell me about yourself. I was like, I'm Sean. I work for a company called Skechers.
No, you did.
And
no.
I was like, and they have memory foam shoes. So if you have sore feet, I'll get you a discount. I was saying, or something
you
like that.
Liked cornflakes, kids, Skechers. They're great.
That's what I was like. I said, oh, no.
No.
And they were like, oh, okay, great. So clearly I didn't get Big Brother. It was awful. Cardi, why did you bring that up?
The sweat's like, pumping out of you. So can I just say I'm pumping
it. Sweat is sitting here talking.
PTSD sitting there talking.
It was awful.
And just give me my shot, tell you. Just give me my shot.
Give it to me. Big Brother, the second time, I was just like, oh, whatever, fuck off. I was like, I'm not doing this. Because I knew what was coming up.
Yeah, because the fear of God here was in the first time.
I had my teeth were straight this time, so I was like, right, I actually look a lot different. And my hair wasn't slicked back with, like, what's that gel called?
Brill cream. Before Barcoat.
The Dax Wax, the red one. I was literally...
Now, to be fair, that smelled lovely.
Yeah, I know, but it took about 4 days to wash out the wash with fairy liquid, so no.
Oh, that really reminds me of Barcoat and using to go to Hillbillies beforehand and all the whole lot.
I've never been to Barcoat. You've been honest since you're 12, to be fair.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's going on? No, really. Could be something got to do with the fact that I was 16 years of age.
What were you doing at 16?
Living a 16-year-old's lifestyle.
But you were also like dragging from Shrek doing...
Fire breathing illegally in nightclubs.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
If it pays the bills.
Them bills need to be paid in my 16-year-old life. Someone had to pay for me naggins. I'm telling you. No, that's desperate, Carrie Ann. Obviously, I've touched on this in a different podcast before. I used to dance and fire braid illegally in nightclubs. I worked for a lovely company called High Heel. High Heel Special, we'll call it. I'm not going to call it the name that was. So anyway, we used to have the crack. We did. It was absolutely brilliant. Because I used to do the disco dance and show the glittery costumes. And friends of mine worked in this lovely company. And they says, Carly, come on, we get a few £100 for doing this dance. I says, £100 what? I was there in my glittery costume before anybody could say anything. But they were Jeffrey Campbell's in our heel on the back of them. See me with that boot on night. Yeah. I'm telling you, that was what they were like.
You're blind.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I used to have the time. You like, they're the best days of my life. And I used to get dropped at the front door of my school, the smell of petrol on me from fire breathing in my little uniform. If someone had to put a match to me in that acrylic jumper, I was going up in flames. And that was the end of it. I used to smell a paraffin on me. It's barbecue.
That's like
one of the girls that
walks, she does it.
Yeah, and the smell of barbecue fuel had me going into the school, right? And they'd be saying to me, one of my teachers says to me, one day, you're
smoking.
I know what you done last night.
Oh.
I says, what's it got to do with you, you nosy cow? I says, mind your business. Now, I says, you ring my mother, you have that to say. And me ma couldn't say nothing because she was letting me do that. But yeah, and then imagine, right, so you're out fire breathing on Sunday all the way up through Monday morning, you're in school, then you're getting handed £350 for spitting a bit of fire out of your gob, but you have to put your hand up and ask to go to the toilet.
I know, yeah.
And you have to get permission to get up and walk to the other side of the room, that's a bit crack, And yes.
No, actually, if you think about that, as mental.
Absolutely astronomically mad.
Astronomical.
The noise of this bus. Don't stop it. Stop the age of me. But I used to carry on disgraceful. And you know what? I have to say, one of the best things I ever, ever done. How do I keep on finding myself in all these confusing situations? I've had a great life. I said that to me, man. I said, listen, if the diddy takes me, I says, I'm not living a lovely life.
No, you did.
I did. No,
I wanted to think of what you said.
Look at you. Yeah, she's ready to go. No, because Courtney, get her up.
No, because your diddy's back now. So you're like, yeah, no.
But honestly, and
one.
You know what? Being sick made me very grateful. I was a little pig of a thing before I got sick.
I was
very spoiled and I didn't realise how lucky I had it. But when I did get sick, do you know, I was waiting up in the mornings and I was like, jeez, guys, what a dandy day. That's a nice bit of fresh air out there.
When you were sick.
The way you looked at things was through a different lens. I swear to God, it was completely, completely different. Mm. You're waiting up in the morning when you have everything in your full health and all the whole lot and you're giving out about aunt. Do you know that way the heating's not on in the morning? You're roaring head off your mat. But you wake up when you're sick and you're like, Jesus, I don't feel nauseous this morning. That's the business. Yeah. Do you know that way? It just completely changes how you think about a day. And I think I'm very fortunate. I think I've learned very many life lessons at the tender age of 27. I started counseling this week.
Yeah.
I did. I started on Saturday. Something that I've been wanting to do for...
You've been doing that now a good few years.
I dipped in and out of counselling from the time I was about 16.
Right.
And it's something that I've always kind of been real in and out. I've never really stuck with one person. I never really found someone that suited me. And lately, I always find you should always kind of do some sort of like self-care, like counselling or stuff like that. Why are you giggling at me?
No, go on. What are you doing now in a few days? Reiki, is it?
John slags me all the time over me Reiki and me crystals and all
your
the whole
crystals?
Lot.
What's your favourite crystal?
Do you not believe in it?
I have, yeah, I do. I have a little pink love heart, a little rose quartz one because I want someone to love me, but they just don't. So I have that about 2 years now and nothing's happening but look for your mouth.
Yeah, but like, do you manifest? Do you do your...
Yeah, I swipe on Tinder for an hour every night. Like,
that's
someone.
One way to manifest.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Sean, Tinder. Tell me about Tinder, because I've never been on it before, right?
Well, I was on Tinder last week and I was like right sitting there and I had the Kardashians on in the background just for a bit of, you know, just a bit of music and whatnot. And I was like, right, and out of nowhere, a blue super light comes up and I was like, oh, who's this? Some man. And the second part was him wearing a nappy and I was like, does anyone like wearing Pampers? Question mark on his thing. I was like, what? Like, I just don't get it.
Do you know that's a really popular thing for men to want to be like baby?
Like, I'm not like Tommy Pickles from the Rugrats. I don't want to be running around in campers. Like,
my ma told me years and years ago, right, there was a woman that worked in town. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this. There's a woman that worked in town, oh, right? And she was in a little apartment somewhere along town, right? And she used to get paid stupid amounts of money. She was a broad, big built woman, if you will.
Okay.
And she used to dress up like a nanny. And these men used to pay, Sean, I swear to God, big businessmen
like
and all the whole lot.
Like a little French maid. Like.
That looks after like children, like an au pair.
Oh, an au pair.
Right, an au pair. Right, she used to dress up like one of them. And big businessmen that had loads and loads of money used to pay this woman to go in and for her to be babied and washed and get their nappies changed and their bums powdered and belched and burped and rubbed and all the whole lot. And it was a really popular thing.
She done it to them or they done it to her?
She done it to them.
No.
And she used to make some poke off doing this. I swear to God, my ma was telling me about this a while ago and she was very popular.
I don't know. I'm single on my life, so, you know.
Yeah, but you haven't got mammy issues, Christine. Look, get up them stairs,
get
Christine.
Up them stairs, Christine.
She idolizes you. So you don't suffer with mammy issues.
No, yeah, maybe. I don't know. So I'm just going to just say, hey, anyone that doesn't have a mammy issue can just super like me and bring me on a day and break me hip and feed me and love me.
Do you find it really difficult in the gay dating scene, say if you meet somebody, for them to have not been with a few people, you know, because obviously there's not as many gay people as there are straight in Dublin. There's
everyone
an awful lot of...
Everyone knows everyone. Like that man that I went on several dates with and found out he was married, just in case you didn't know that.
And we will get so very well into that one day.
That a different day, but yeah.
Is it very hard for you when you meet somebody for them to have not have been with a friend of yours at some
point? Oh yeah, I already know someone or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, I was like, I wonder if they do have me on Instagram. And I just sit there and I never think I do have them followers. I'm just obviously go about my day as me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I wonder if they do have me. And then like after, someone did before. Then after that, and he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, it's a lot different than real life and all. I'm like, oh, okay. It's always real life, but yeah. So then that always like pushes it back. So even on Tinder, when I'm playing Tinder, I just play it as a game. I never text anyone. So I'm like, oh. So I'm just, I feel like I just always have a wall up.
Do you think it's an ego boost, Tinder?
What do you mean?
Do you only sit on that to...
No, because now I'm leaving matches with me anyway. And I'm like, you haven't been
on. You're like, it's actually not. It's the opposite
it's
of an ego boost.
I'm like, I think I just listen to Adele playing it.
But... Why do you have that? What's your sole purpose of having Tinder? Is it to make yourself feel better when you get a little like? Or is it to genuinely find somebody? Because my brain's rattled by this.
Why? Just to find. Obviously, what else? To find someone, to see what story is. Hey, do you want to be for dinner?
But I have friends of mine, right? When they're saying that they're feeling low in self-esteem. No word of a lie, say when they're hanging together, yeah. Right? And they're not with anybody. So when they're hanging together and they're in their bed and they're on, they're like, fuck this, I'm going to download Tinder and I'm going to get a little bit about myself. So if people keeping on liking me, I'm going to think I'm the business. And when someone gets in touch with them, they're like, ah, fuck that. And they'll delete the app. So I think Tinder is a strange one because I think people use it for ego boosts. I think people do try and find people on it. Then you have people that just want a sneaky link off it, but an awful lot of the time won't be genuine about it. And they don't say that that's what they're looking for. But Tinder does amaze me in that sense, like big time.
You're not on Tinder?
I've never.
Ever?
In my life. Do you know what? I'm not judging anybody else for using it, but I would judge myself for it. I could not put myself on a website and have men. I'm sorry, I have a real thing against men. A very long time now. I hold my hands up. I'm not putting myself on a... the venom behind. She did twitch now. I'm telling you now, I am not putting myself on an app for men to rate whether they want to like, to double like, to super. If you don't super like the fuck out of me now, you need not think I'd be texting you.
Well, you won't be able to.
No, no, because I haven't gotten. But I'm saying, like, I just think, why would I put myself out there for men to be like, oh, do you know what? I wouldn't be really into her. Like, I'd be so annoyed thinking about all the men swiping past me. And who are you, Michael?
Yeah, but that's the same thing. That's like face to face in life. You're still judging them regardless.
Right, so here's one thing about me, and I promise you now, I have friends of mine that would say, right, girl, we're going on a night out, get dressed up, we're going to go find a fella. Oh, won't be me.
No.
I'd never go out rooting for a bloke.
Princess Peach in a night out.
Never. I see someone's like, my friend, like, oh, he's going to bar, right? I'm going to go over and talk.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Like, go out and enjoy a night.
Do you get me?
No way.
I'm not into that. I have never been. Or girls being like, how do you go and meet people? Like, what do you do to meet people? I don't. I don't. I've never been, like, on a proper forced date.
You never allow anyone to even like it anyway. You're fucked up. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you. These lovely men to be
who's lovely that has contacted me?
No, I'm not going to get into it just in case. But they do. You'd be like, oh, I don't know now if they're flirting or not, or if they like me photo by accident, and this is the way you are.
Now, me social cues are fucking horrendous. Awful. Like, I'd be sitting right with my friends on a night out, and we'd all be chatting away and all the whole lot, and I'd be sitting there. Yeah, go on, you're mad singing off. No. Go to Thailand, and my friend, like, he's mad about you. He's think you're sexy. And I'm, no, he's not. Like, he's just actually talking to me like I'm his brother. And the girls are like, no, Carly, he's mad about you. And I'm like, don't say it. No. And it, apparently, and this man would be hearing like himself out to me. And I wouldn't fucking know. Yeah. I don't know how to pick up on these things.
Only when you have three wines in, you're like, right, me flirty eyes. Like,
oh my God, I think I'm Beyonce. Drive a roll up the partition, please. People, do you know what, Sean? When I get a wine into me, right, I'd be in the pub and a fella's trying to walk past me to go to Tyler, puts his hand on my shoulder to get past me. I'm like, I'm not interested. And the man's like, I'm just trying to get past you to go to Tyler. Like,
no.
I just think everybody's trying to flirt me down after a drink. So there's no level playing field with me at all. Can't figure it out.
Right now, Carly, come here. Tell me, when was your first kiss and where was it?
Oh, no. Oh, Sean, no. I was a late bloomer.
What? No, yeah. You weren't. You are wild.
What?
Your fire breathing's in chair 11 when you stop. You're like Dragon from Shrek. You're wild.
Listen, no. I was the last day of my friends.
What age, Carly? 14.
Me force where?
Yeah. And where? I want a
before
full...
Before where and where?
Like force, where and where?
It was playing... I don't know if it was... Oh, I can't say that on the camera. I don't know if we were playing a game at... Baitons. You're not allowed to say the real name. You can't say that real name. Yeah, I think we are actually playing a game at... Baitons. Like, obviously, you get the shy boot without you until you give you a letter. But we done it... They dig the face off you until you get away.
Right.
That's a bad one, isn't it? Actually, when you think back on it, but like that was the way it happened anyway.
Yeah, I'm thinking this stuff.
I know. No, there was no harm, and it was all a bit of crack. Like, and
crack.
I remember his name. I will not say married with kids and all now, but yeah.
I'm married with kids and all?
Yeah.
How old was he then?
What? Like, he's Charlotte, we're 27.
I always forget that. I tell them until 25 from college, we are 27, but getting married are very early now.
Sean, but there's people that get married at like 20 and all.
Well, my dad used to have a van from when he used to do deliveries and the sides are open and I kissed some girl. Clearly I was gay back then, but she had fishy breath and I'm not joking.
Oh, no.
I think that's what taught me even more. I was like, no, don't do muffin anymore, lads.
Were you like, does every girl taste like that? I'm done.
But I didn't taste.
No, but like our breath. That's what I mean. Like, does every girl smell like this? Is that what they smell like?
Oh, it's just traumatizing. I'll never forget it.
I hope that girl doesn't know who she is.
And then another girl tried to kiss me, and then when I wouldn't kiss her, she clicked me over and shoved the stick in my ear, and now I'm deaf in one ear. So you enjoy that if you're listening. If you enjoy that if you're listening, could you go and get a kiss off me? I'm deaf now in one ear, so thank you.
She's stabilizing.
I only need one AirPod, not two, and I have to buy the both of them, so thanks. It's one shy.
She attacked you.
No, attacked.
Attacked.
And it was, do you know what the stick was out of?
What?
She had a turtle. She had a turtle tank and it was a palm tree stick. She took the palm tree stick.
I'm a pineapple and she's a palm tree.
No, palm tree. Palm tree stick in the air. So enjoy that.
She's like Rasputia out of nowhere, but you got a boyfriend. What are you doing now?
What are your boyfriend at?
Oh, no.
No. That's.
I really enjoyed that shot.
Fuck off, will you?
Oh God, no. I'm trying to remember the disco, Sean. Remember the disco.
Were you ever in my own Tabasco disco now?
Why would I have found myself over that
Carly,
side?
Carly, you're like Christopher Columbus all over Dublin at the age of 12, literally.
Very true, very true. When that Lewis got poured in, I swear to God, I travelled to seven seas of this country. I was everywhere. And I really was.
No, literally not.
As a Drola, no.
What?
Yeah, Drola.
Oh, God.
I swear to God, that was a bit of a mad scene, wasn't it?
That was mental. You'd be bleeding, sweating, wouldn't you?
See, we used to like going over the other side because you'd be sick of looking at all the umphalas from over your way. Do you know when we go to where don't? Yeah, we used to come over to your side and take your men. No,
take them all you want. I was deaf from waiting for the next song. I was like, what's the next song? Literally, I was just trying to win the free pass when they were doing the games. So I was like, please.
Sean, did you used to get up and do your solo now?
I was unbelievable on skates. Literally, I can go backwards and all and do little flippy things. Yeah, bomb. Have me on skates.
But when I went to the roller, nobody was on rollerblades. Everybody was on top of each other in corners. Was and all. It was actually very feral.
No, literally, it was like the Playboy Mansion. Like literally.
Oh, God.
No. It was.
When you think back on these things now, you're like, oh, the police probably should have been rang at some stage.
It's still there. Where we go on the nights.
Please. We'll do like a little side piece of...
We'll bring the mics and the GoPros.
Yeah. And we'll hoor around the bleeding roller. Love that. No, I'm trying to think. We used to have barcode, baby barcode.
I've never been there. I'm like, where is that elf? Where is that again?
Where's that elf?
Where is that elf?
Joe Cross wrote from Hillbillies.
Oh, Westwood, is that it's like the it's Westwood. Where the gym is. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I dropped my cousin out before. Yeah.
Yeah, so barcode was the business, and you used to be causing slaughter.
Like,
is it like
Diva, like Diva?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, you know that's back needing tickets and stuff now, and the kids are all battering each other.
No, they're killing
over.
Each other.
Killing
we
each other.
We got off
over.
At affected, and all the kids that are on our bus was like, can you let us in? I was like, oh, she's going to wheel me around if I don't walk up to the door. So
you
she got
see
in.
You the little young ones in walk on Snapchat? You want to get me a ticket for that? Yeah. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Like that was still a thing.
Smell of shite off the carpet and all. That was awful.
I'd love to tell you I ever enjoyed a night in there.
No. No. No, the man was howling. I was like, you gay? I was like, yeah. And he was like, €5 for a lolly. I was like, excuse me? I was like, I don't have five.
Yeah,
like,
it's an extra five because you're gay, actually.
No, literally. I was like, I really want that cola lolly. I was like, two? And he was like, five. I was like, right. Five it is.
Stop.
Getting
no.
annihilated in the toilet. I can't even go to the toilet in the nightclub. Like,
you can't go to the toilet anywhere, Sean, anywhere. Because what happens when you go to the toilet, people queue up outside to get pictures of you. Yeah. Can I please just address one thing with you?
What?
Can I please bring
no,
it up?
Are you gonna start a night?
So when Sean goes on nights out, right? When people see him and ask him for a photo.
Oh no, Carly.
He tells them, sorry, you're just gonna have to wait until the end of the night, please. Please get into it.
This is a one top Little Mix.
I love the way you're like, I actually probably did.
I know, I definitely did tell someone at Little Mix. Little Mix, they're going. They're not gonna be together. So I was at a concert, the last concert ever, by the way. And I was buckled with my best friend singing me songs, crying my eyes out because I love Little Mix. And all I said was, literally, can you just please wait till the end of the night? The song came on, they've never performed before, and I loved it. But like, you wanted to start scrolling through photos. So if you're listening, I'm very sorry. And don't call me rude and don't tell your friends and work to start abusing me on DM. So thanks so much.
But there's now a rumor going around that Sean makes people wait to get pictures of him.
But no, I don't. I never do that. But I don't have a Little Mix. I just want
it's
to wait.
It's like I've never done that before except once.
And I never seen it after that, so you definitely didn't get your photo. So you're still waiting.
So you're like, so back at you.
Back at you, bitch. No, lads, I will take a photo with anyone. I will stand there for ages, no matter what song is on, but not a Little Mix concert when there's a half an hour left. So will you just. Yeah.
Do you not find it the scariest thing? Now, I mean, this rattles my bones. That people want a photo with you.
It's the weirdest thing ever. I'd be just rallying around with me vapes hanging out my mouth like a bleeding robbed. I'm like Princess Peach going around, literally.
No,
there
was like a ping pong ball.
No, literally. And then people are dragging out me and I'm like, what? And I always forget. I'm just
like, Sean, I love you with all my heart. And I mean this. I really genuinely love you. But I won't be walking up to you on a night out and asking you for a photo. I wouldn't walk up to anybody on a night out and ask for a photo unless it was someone from RuPaul's Drag Race, hold the phone because I'm asking every single one of them. But I wouldn't walk up to an Irish influencer and personality and be like, sorry, can I just get a picture with you there now?
You wouldn't walk up to Big CMA now?
That's my sister.
It's not your sister.
That's my
it's
woman. That's sister. Me friend, Sean.
It's not, what?
That's me friend. I'm talking about a random person that you have never met before.
Yeah, but these
that
people feel like
Instagram.
They are our friends. They come to basically get happiness from us and then they watch us and they love that. So they feel like they understand
that
us.
I don't feel like that people aren't my friends. I'm like, why would anybody think that much of me to want a picture with me? Not that I'm like, you're not my friend.
You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know if they're having a shit day and that's me like, why he's actually making me come out of this.
But that is what I mean. I'm like, that is bizarre to me that anybody could look at me
and
say, do you get me? If anybody looks at me and go, oh my God, I'd love nothing more than a picture of Carly Paddy. I'm like, I'm some fat Egypt from Fingless. How is that going to, how is that going to contribute to your
you're
life?
Not. Because someone said last night to one of the
I am going to ring, listen, the Coast Guard. I am going to ring the police. I'm going to ring the fire brigade and I'm going to ring the local fucking karate club because some smart arse sent a message to Sean Phipps because he put up a box last night and said, if you could ask Carly Paddy one thing, what would you ask her? Oh, she said, because I am coming for your wheels. Ask her how she stays so slim.
Oh, you are slim.
Am I,
She literally thinks she's Princess Fiona, but when she's not Princess Fiona, that's what she, but she's unbelievable and she just never looks at herself and
thinks that. I'm telling you now to disco and dance and get me body
some, the first one said, how is our skin so clear? And she was like, oh. She's like, no. She's like, I don't know. I asked her. She's like, they're bullying me. And the second one was like, how does she stay so slim? She's like,
why did you giggle when you said that? Why did you giggle when you said that?
Giggle what?
You said, how did
she
stay so slim?
I giggled because you don't like anything about yourself.
You
racks me head.
Believed.
But she just thought the first one was bullying. And then the second one just sent her rest. And she was like, who's that woman?
So I do know who you are, and you're my rasta. I'll get a hold of them, I'm telling you now. How's our skin so clear and how she stays so skinny?
Yeah, do you have a clear skin?
Do you really want to know, everybody? Like,
oh my God.
But I am going to the gym.
If that
oh my
helps.
God, remember that comment? And a Carly Mahady one has no credibility because she's promoting that Jimondo and she's going to gym. What did we say last night? Imagine having hair and having a straightener at home but going to fucking hairdressers for a blow dry.
I mean?
You cheeky swine, you. What do you fucking mean, Mary? What do you mean? Like, like, yeah,
these
I have
are
a washing
a pack
machine.
Of cheeky bastards, aren't you?
Do you get me? There's a washing machine at home, but what if you need something fucking dry cleaned? How dare you?
No, I can't.
What sense does that make? Like, everybody has an instant poxy pot of coffee at home, but you know what I like? I like a McDonald's Americano.
Yeah.
And how dare I?
No.
What do you think? That just doesn't make any sense to me. At least if you're going to butcher me right. Like, that Instagram
no,
would send you
out. Do you ever see Carly Jimondo's videos where she has it on time lapse?
Did you see the one of me upside down?
No.
Did you see the video of me upside down?
Upside down?
I was a Spider-Man doing me walkout while I was hanging
was
out with the
scene. Black?
Yeah.
No, you were like
me
that.
My videos keep uploading upside down. I don't know what it is. Instagram is jealous of me. But all I'm saying is, I'm so glad to be stuck in a room with my best friend in the whole world, Sean Phipps.
I just got dragged along here to help her out.
Did you, yeah?
Gonna have a panic attack, but come here. Yeah, lads, so this is us.
This is what goes on in our brains. I have to say, at first, we have stopped this 50 times. We were rattling.
Still am rattling. I'm going to get sick. But we live and we learn one foot in front of the other and hopefully you're going to absolutely love it as much as we will.
We hope it takes pace and we will get more comfortable as time goes on. And to be honest with you, I really enjoyed it.
Of course you did, because you spoke for the whole thing.
Thank you so much. Great. Well, listen, if you want to hear me featuring Sean next Tuesday, be sure to tune in.
And don't forget to hit subscribe and leave us a review.
Wing, wing, ting.
And that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.